Next is a letter to Dr. George B. Blossom, Valley Brook Clinic, 2526 North Reynolds Road, Suite A, Toledo, Ohio, 43615. Copy the letter to Dr. G.H.I.A.T.H. Last name Y.A.Z.H.I. 4235 Secor, S.E.C.O.R. Road, Toledo, Ohio, 43623. Regarding patient Nancy, N.A.N.C.Y., last name B.D.B.E.E.D.E. Or question B.E.D.E.E. Date of birth is 7/14/1940. Dear Dr. Blossom and Dr. Yazzie, this is two separate letters. I had the pleasure of seeing your patient, Nancy Beattie, in the office on 1/25/2013, per as recall. This is a 72-year-old Caucasian female, initially seen by myself at Service Union Health Center on 1/18/2012 for evaluation of chest pain. Per at that time, patient-related chest pain, described as dull ache, per as you know, with left bundle branch block, per. She subsequently underwent a debridement stress echocardiogram on 1/18/2013, noted to be negative for inducible ischemia. Period. At that, she was noted mild mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation, triolaryngeal constriction, triolaryngeal insufficiency, as well as mild pulmonary hypertension, rising to systolic pressure of 35 millimeters of mercury. Period. She presents safe for follow-up. Period. She is doing well. Period. She has any recurrent chest discomfort, shortness of breath, arrest, nausea, and diaphoresis, neck, chest, arm pain, palpitations, syncope, or syncope, thotina, PND, or exertional dyspnea. Paragraph on physical exam: vitals follows, heart rate 80, respiratory 14, blood pressure 138/70, weight is 133 pounds. Height is 4'9.5". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or cryo. It's not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with a 2/6 systolic murmur. Period. No S3S for noted. Period. PMI is not displaced. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Non-tender. Positive bowel sounds. Period. External form dry without cyanosis. Pallor. Dampened. Pulse are intact. Times four extremities. Period. Paragraph. And pressure 1 inch plexus is resolved. Number 2, mild mitral regurgitation / tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, chronic left bundle branch block. Next number, hypertension. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, history of congestive heart failure without signs or symptoms at present time. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux disease by history. Next number, irritable bowel syndrome by history. Period. Paragraph. Recommendation 1, patient to continue cardiac regimen. Period. I have reviewed medication. Patient number 2 should follow up prior to her return to Ohio in approximately 2 months or prior as needed. Paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to proceed care of this patient. Question, concerns, please know that to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William Gillette, Camadillo.